There it is. Hello and welcome to episode 44 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talk what's going on. We got El Guapo with us once again.
We'll get frogs.
And we got frogs.
Him? Can you actually hear him, or you only heard him that one time when I cranked
up? Yeah, we can still hear it.
Quality. Ask the local tree frogs enjoying the wetlands I live next to. They like to crawl out of there and go into my swimming pool to eat the bugs. Anyway, bunch of stuff happened this week.
What episode is this?
4-4. I'm sorry if I didn't say that. I thought I did.
We're getting up there in numbers.
You got any weird numerology theories about 44?
No, just 33.
All right. All right, so I'm sure you guys heard about this revenge porn thing, right?
Yeah, I'm worried.
You're worried?
Yeah, I don't want Pornhub to go the route of Napster, you know?
I didn't even think of that. I thought you were worried about an ex publishing porn of you without your permission.
No, that's not going to happen.
No. Everyone has full permission to that. Don't worry about that. Come on now. But yeah, they're being sued. Porn was being sued by dozens of women for publishing these videos without their consent. Wasn't this brought up a while ago? Or something similar to this a while ago? Or was it just the revenge?
No, they got brought up that Pornhub got brought to the fact that there was a lot of non-consensual videos posted on there.
Or at least non-consensual publication.
Yes, exactly. So they had to remove a bunch of, like, a ton of their inventory.
Amateur.
And,
Well, let's be fair here. It's not like the internet is running out of porn. You know?
So I've got the live feed going on my phone.
Oh, yeah?
The closed captioning is happening on it.
Oh no. That's not good. I should probably go right to that page, huh? Because I don't know how Facebook works. I don't know how to get to groups.
You, it's your group.
I'm so used to using my phone for this stuff.
Well, I'm using the phone for the Facebook Live, so I can kind of like monitor a little bit.
Yeah, I'm actually watching it right now. It's a little weird watching it.
Because there's like that 20-30 second feedback loop that's really annoying. So
Yeah, the delay, is that just so that they, like, you don't glitch or something?
No, it's there. So if something said that you don't want it to go out, you got time to stop the Facebook Live.
Do you?
No, because it's on our little private group. If this was going to Facebook, I'd be more worried about the content of our show. But since we've limited it to just our group, I'm not.
We should make an official Facebook account for the show to do this stuff.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about it. It'd be interesting. Like, I was considering turning testicles over to the Jeffrey and Brian show anyway.
Yeah.
I'm looking to go in a completely different direction with the YouTube thing. That's going to be more like lawn and garden maintenance stuff, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
I can hear those frogs. The frogs are coming in strong.
There will be frogs.
As there will be cicada. Oh, wait. They might already be dead right now.
I didn't get any cicada.
No, Northern Virginia did. They were stopping planes and everything else because there were so many of them.
What was it, 16, 17 years ago when they showed up last time?
Yeah, and I was in Northern Virginia for one of the cycles.
Shoot, so. I was in Hampton the last time they showed up. And, oh, my God, it was obnoxious. It was so loud everywhere you went. And you crunched them as you walked out your front door to your car.
Yeah.
By the way, do you see the jackass say we should eat the cicadas because, you know, food costs so much?
Uh-huh. Food costs are rising. We need to see cicada.
Yeah, okay. Be very careful you don't get salmonella.
You got to cook them properly.
Yes, exactly. You have to cook them properly. Which takes away any of the might be fun aspects of the crunchy part. And what are you going to do for the next 16 years waiting for your next meal? But anyway, as usual, we've started with porn.
That was your number one thing on the list.
Oh, come on, that's hilarious. I genuinely feel terrible for these poor women. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
And I really do hope these dudes are, like, caught and put in prison for it.
Yeah.
And pulling up, I don't know what they're supposed to... I don't know how to get them to be able to ferret this out more. Right. Because you could say you need a signature, but all you need is any random person to sign it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what... I don't know how to handle that in the future, but... How are they even bringing in money anyway? Don't they? Isn't all this stuff free?
No, they have a subscription side too, and they got advertisers.
Okay. Well,
I mean, after you watch the first clip, you try to search for another one. You got to watch an ad, or it's basically the YouTube concept where you know you got to watch the 10 seconds of the ad before you can skip the ad type deal.
Now, okay, that makes sense. I mean, why the hell not? It's a working model, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know how well it's actually working. YouTube says it works great, but I have different beliefs about that.
It works great for YouTube.
Because how many people actually click on the ad after they click past the ad type deal?
Well, YouTube also has a Ponzi scheme.
Well, YouTube's also tied to Google. And Google ads. So, I mean, they might get some money from actual Google.
That sounds like a horizontal monopoly.
Well, it is.
All right. Right from porn to
your favorite network TV.
MSN. You know what? I make it an effort to go and read the people I don't usually agree with to, you know, so I can understand the point of view. I make it a point to do this often. And for whatever reason, in my feed on my computer, my internet browser, which is Microsoft, is what I use, but it's not always Microsoft News. But like 10 of the things I cycled through are all MSN in a row. I was like, holy crap. I was like, they're putting out stuff that like everyone has come out and said that's BS by now. Anyway, they're talking about some people, this group, I can't remember what they were called in particular, they were talking about, but they're worried about Roe versus Wade being overturned. And it's this abortion aid company. And I read the story and it really bothered me because they made it a point of saying that this person took a 15-year-old girl across state lines to get an abortion without her parents knowing. And I was like, isn't that a capital offense to abduct a child and perform surgery on them?
Not in some states.
It went across state lines from Georgia all the way to Virginia.
I mean, personally, I think that Roe v. Wade should be outlawed, and this should revert back to a state's rights issue. State should be able to decide what happened abortion-wise in their states. It's not in the Constitution, and so this should revert to the states to decide. Never voted on. It was never – this is the problem with the judicial system. This was a thing that was put in place because a court said, hey, this is how it's going to be.
Actually, that's also the problem with word of mouth. Have you ever read the Roe versus Wade decision?
No.
No one has. Everyone seems to think it says abortion is legal. It says a doctor does not have to disclose to the government stuff that's done with patients. So in reality, that says that your doctor can write you an illegal prescription for opioids and they don't have to tell the government about it.
But that's been changed too recently.
That's the problem, is that no one knows what all these things that are being passed and what all these laws are, and they don't realize they're contradicting them and, you know, at least come up with a better decision than Roe versus Wade as to a reason why you've legalized it. Yeah. But I agree with you that it should be up to the states to make decisions like that.
Yeah. You're not recording.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I realize that right away and just didn't even bother hitting it because it was already too late.
So I got to send you the recording.
That'll work. I didn't even think of that.
So let's talk about GameStop. It's back in the news again.
Kinda. They that hedge fund that bet against GameStop that everyone bought GameStop stock for.
Yeah.
I just went out of business because they got crushed by all this stuff. Not much to talk about there. I just thought it was good news that the average schmuck like you and me took down the big billion-dollar company.
Yeah. I mean, AMC's still up, too, you know.
Yeah, if I was the guys, if I was investing in that, I'd get out right now.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, GameStop's not going to be able to support itself. That's super just in, super inflated stock, you know?
Yeah, and their business model is not sustainable long-term, you know?
The only reason why you'd go to a GameStop now is to, like, feel the new controller.
Or trade in your old gaming system for store credit type deal, you know? Because you'll get more at GameStop and store credit than you'll get at the pawn shop.
Maybe, but, I mean, you can sell that crap online to, you know, someone with a kid turning 14 or 12. I don't know. I don't know what age kids are playing video games.
Early. And we got CNN's top rated show is beat out by 14 different Fox News shows.
I just thought that was hilarious.
How is that even possible?
Yeah. Well, apparently Fox News isn't just doing great by cable news standards. They took number one in the ratings during primetime last week over TNT. Tucker Carlson took the number one spot over, what was it, Jimmy Fallon, I guess? I don't know. One of those late night guys.
Yeah, that's not hard to do. Nobody's watching the late night comedians anymore.
I don't know, man.
Cohen is leaving his late night show to go over to HBO Max and do a show.
So he could smoke blunts with...
Well, that was Joe Rogan. Seth Rogan.
Oh, Seth Rogan.
Yeah, Seth.
We'll circle back to that a little bit later.
All right.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. Everyone keeps talking trash about all this different stuff, and then you see the actual numbers pop out from the Nielsen reports, and you know they just say the opposite. But you know, you say something enough times, it'll become the truth.
That's correct. So, something big happened with John McAfee this week. He got approved for extradition to back to the United States from Spain.
Yeah.
By the way, didn't make it.
No. He seems to have killed himself after he's been tweeting for years that he would never do that and got a tattoo on his body saying he wouldn't do it. And even the guards said they don't believe it.
Right. I don't believe it. Does anybody believe it?
I don't know. If he did, that's one of the greatest trolls of history.
Is he tied to the Clintons somehow?
Well, that's exactly it. Is if he was trolling us and was planning on doing this the whole time before he started this whole process, which would be truly epic, that's what he should have done. Is like the day before he offed himself, he should have said, I have information about Hillary Clinton. But he's the guy who invented the virus that everyone has installed in their computer.
Right. And he created the antivirus software that 95% of the people have installed in their computer.
Well, it's the same thing. He installs this thing in your computer and it'll work fine as long as you keep paying McAfee. It'll work fine.
I think he was probably one of the first subscription services out there. You know, now you can get a subscription for just about anything on the computer. Microsoft, you know, you name it, there's a subscription for it. So,
yeah, but his software was the virus.
Right, I know that.
His
software stopped the virus.
Yeah, this is like Sicilian mafia tactics here. Yeah. You keep paying us, things will keep working just fine.
Yeah.
You just need our protection from us.
Exactly.
I don't know enough about the story. I just got a good laugh when I heard that he got Epstein'd.
Right.
And I thought it was hilarious people using that as a verb. California's recall is finally actually having their recall.
Yeah, but it's been approved. That's going to happen. So it's going to be Newsom against a whole slew of Republicans on the ticket.
No one, he's running unopposed on the Democrat side.
Nobody's running against him because they expect him to win.
Really?
Yes.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, a lot of people think that because he's loosened up the COVID lockdowns, that more people are going to be more forgiving now and not want him out of office.
So what you're saying is right before an election, give them bread and circuses?
Exactly.
I believe our audience is smart enough to get that reference. I don't know what's going to happen. Ray, do you see him actually getting deposed or holding that seat?
I don't know, man. A lot of people, probably a little towards the center, already left the state. So
very left the state.
Yeah, a lot of people left the state. So solid people.
Yeah, to what Trump used to call it, my internet connection's unstable.
I was watching this video this afternoon. People were showing the picture of Jill Biden, to see who she was. Like, who do you think this lady is?
Oh, yeah. And we were watching that together. Who she was.
They actually were like, well, she's married to this famous guy. They showed Joe Biden picture, like, they didn't even know who he was either. Like, God damn, people are fucking ignorant. So, yeah, probably he'd get reelected.
Well, he's not up for reelection. This is, does he keep his seat. His seat or does he lose his seat? Probably. You know, California's only had one or two successful recalls.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be impressed who somebody, a Republican, get elected. But how much is he going to be able to do with the fucking...
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger, if you want to call him a Republican... You know,
Schwarzenegger is a Republican. Is Charlie Baker's a Republican?
Well, yeah. That's the Massachusetts thing.
Yeah, and we're one of the top four locked down states in the country.
We are not locked down in Virginia as long as you've been vaccinated.
Here too, and of course, I identify as vaccinated.
We all do.
And you can't question what I identify as, or else you're a bigot, right?
Yep.
Guapo's got himself an advantage. He's got an accent and dark skin.
That's right.
He can just walk around and say whatever he wants to anyone.
Yeah, and two languages.
Yeah, unless it has right-leaning views. Then you're a white supremacist.
Yeah, I'd be like, I bought it for Trump.
He's using the Biden mumble.
<I know. laughs> International pressure. Let's just jump right back to this. I don't know how much you want to talk about, but Chauvin was sentenced.
Definitely. Yeah, Ray and I were talking about that earlier because I was actually questioning Ray whether he would actually serve 22.5 years in prison or not.
Okay. What are you like? Well, parole. When's he going to be up for parole?
Well, it's Minnesota. It's a blue state. So
what, he'll be out in 6 months?
No, yeah, it's a blue state. He's probably going to serve majority of that time. But is he appealing?
I think you'd be a fool not to if you get 2 decades. If you don't appeal, I think you're a fool.
Right, okay.
I mean, what, were they going to give you more time?
No.
That's what I mean. Like, you get
they don't have the death sentence in Minnesota, so.
If you appeal a judgment, I suppose if you can waive your right to an appeal to take the death sentence off the table, I suppose, though, huh?
Right, yeah, you can take a plea deal kind of thing, you know, where.
Yeah.
I just think that given the fact that he was relying on training he was given at the time to do what he did, he may have went too far, but who's responsible for his training? And why are they not on trial?
Well, that's the whole point of them saying that the system is corrupt and defund the police the whole time. But you hold, but they, again, it goes back to holding the individual accountable for the training that's handed down to them. What we, exactly should be the elected politicians putting these policies in place.
Speaking of defund the police, I'm going to divert to something I don't even think's on our list. Democrat Party just held mayoral primary in New York City, and there was a defund the police candidate, and there was a retired police captain, both on the ticket for the Democrat Party for the nomination for mayor.
Okay.
And it looks seriously like the police captain is going to get the nomination for the Democrat Party. And then if anybody knows anything about New York City, whoever gets the Democrat nomination wins the mayoral campaign.
Yeah.
So support, it looks like defund the police movement might be dying for various reasons, other for the fact that people are fed up with crime.
The more, because
crime in New York City is higher than when Giuliani was mayor in New York City.
Yeah, I got something in here about that actually, but
all right,
we'll get to that later. Crap, you just said something that. Oh. The more I think about it, the more I'm starting to agree with this defund the police. And I know this is going to sound like I'm being satirical or even sarcastic, but seriously, abolish the police. Let's go back to sheriffs that are elected by the people that deputize individuals. You can get training just like a police officer, but you're not run by, you're not held accountable to a mayor. You're held accountable to the voting people. Yeah. I like the idea of having the police getting the biggest say in how the police work than elected officials making decisions. Then it's too late for the people to do anything about it.
Okay.
Just my two cents. I know nobody outside of rural areas. The only thing counties mean is how late you can buy booze.
What do you think, Ray?
I agree with him. Need to be the police need to be held accountable for to the people, not to the mayor. Because now we got a lot of riots in the big city, but they got like a big police force, but I don't do shit. Where the fuck you went?
Actually, yeah, speaking of, did you see this? I actually put it at the bottom of the list because I didn't think we were going to get to it. This good Samaritan in Colorado who got shot by the some dude blasted a cop with a shotgun after like writing a manifesto about going to kill all the cops. Said something to the cop. The dude turns around, just boom, shotgun gone. Apparently, the dude spent all the rounds from a semi-automatic shotgun, went back to his vehicle and got an AR-15. When a good Samaritan drew his sidearm and shot the man, stopped the guy. And when he went over to remove the AR-15 from the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Another police officer shot and killed him. That is what should be making the news. This dude is a hero and he got killed. I mean, I understand wrong situation, but could this guy be the martyr instead of someone all strung out on drugs?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a breakdown in police training right there because, you know, the police that came up on the scene should have taken the time to figure things out better than what he did. I guarantee that the way the guy was holding the gun was not in an aggressive manner.
Probably. I don't know because I didn't see it, but I agree. Probably. Why did he pick it up, though?
I agree with that. I'm like, why did he pick it up?
But it's when you're not there and your adrenaline's not pumping, it's easy to... What do they call it? Armchair quarterbacking, I believe.
Yeah, we've all been in adrenaline situations at one point or another in the Navy, you know. So
especially he just shot a man, presumably dead, and he's making sure this guy doesn't get up with an assault rifle. Right. You know. But really, I mean, we all know. Yeah, I say we all know, like as if everyone knows this shit. But you keep your weapon trained on, then you kick the weapon out of his hand.
Yeah.
But again, yeah, exactly. You get the testosterone going, the holy crap factor. Like, I just watched this man blow another dude's head off, you know? You react differently. You can never know how you're going to act until it happens. And it may be different next time. By the way, did you see that Sean was watching?
Yes.
You left a comment anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Where is my Google Doc? Yeah, you put this in here. Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan thing, ripping Biden apart.
Yeah.
I watched that little clip. It was pretty funny. You're still busy reading the comments.
I can't find them right now. I closed down the feed, so.
Oh, I just keep it running in the background on a tab. But yeah, Joe Rogan was saying Biden's out of his mind and everyone knows it, but like most of the country refuses to say it out loud.
Yeah, they're not allowed to.
What was it in particular he brought up?
Which time?
This time. Why he's out of his mind. Was it the Second Amendment thing?
Joe. Let me look at the article.
I know. Thing is, I read these things. Oh. You don't hear that, do you?
Yeah, I hear it. The frogs now are getting loud.
That sucks. I'm going to have to figure out how to fix that. So apparently I can't play sound clips.
It's all about cancel culture. And Joe Rogan believes that he's president on paper, but everybody knows he's out of the mind. He's just barely hanging in there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought this was one of the instances when he called them out on a specific thing and not saying that he can't form a complete sentence. That's basically what this one was, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, the guy can't even form a complete sentence, and he's the leader of the free world. With him mumbling and stumbling on stage with Kamala hiding in the wings behind him.
No, you saw that. He's supposed to talk about the Miami incident, and Kamala had to push him back to the podium. Like, hey, you have to talk about this.
Yeah, they yo, and we wanted to talk about the Miami thing, and we didn't get it on the list, did we?
No, it's still a lot of investigation going through.
True, but what they already had a fire since they tried to go and rescue people.
Yeah, fire. Yeah.
I think it was something about a fire was I got in the way of rescue, search and rescue efforts. Maybe it was something else.
Where?
At that collapse in Miami.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if that's accurate, though. I'm usually pretty wrong about a lot of stuff.
Got the Joe Rogan thing in the article in the Google Docs place.
You guys get that fake news thing?
About what?
Okay, so you don't hear this?
I just hear frogs.
Yeah. All right, never mind. I was trying to play a sound through the but it didn't work. All right. All right. But yeah, I got a couple of these things put together. Oh, is that what you want to talk about next?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, never mind. Bill Maher also freaking I don't know how much you guys watch Bill Maher. I used to watch Politically Incorrect back in the day a little bit.
Yeah.
But especially lately, he seems to be a year or so behind what's actually happening.
And but he's not following the like normal footsteps of the Democrat Party. You know, he's trying to call out some shit. You know, it's like, hey, wait a minute here.
That's exactly what I mean is he'll say, hey, this is getting ridiculous, but he's usually a year or so behind the rest of us have already said that. But he's also about a year ahead of the low information voter that gets fed pieces of information. Oh, excuse me. But he just went nuts about how these lefties, like, there's nothing is ever enough for him.
Uh-huh.
They always just push it further and further and further.
Right. And
we've talked about this over and over
again. Oh, yeah.
All the All the Republicans do is hold on to the leash and stop the Democrats from going further left.
Yeah, I mean,
or slow them down.
The Republicans in the Senate and their joint committee that they came up with a plan for the infrastructure bill that Biden wants, and Biden blew it up within hours of them agreeing to it because he said he had to have part two of the bill, which was going to include all trillions of dollars more, you know.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of stuff about that coming up actually a little bit later.
All right, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It seems like Bill Maher seems to be ahead of the rest of the left by a year or so, but tends to come around to the logical points the Republicans make, but they're not
right.
Republicans really haven't made a point in a long time. The only thing I've seen lately that they've done really was, I think Wisconsin is talking about declaring themselves a Second Amendment sanctuary state.
So we got the new federal holiday of the Juneteenth.
Yeah. You hear what IKEA did?
No.
They put out fried chicken, watermelon, collard greens, and grits to celebrate Juneteenth.
Sounds like a great meal.
Oh my God, I laughed so hard. I was like, that is so racist. I like, did you put orange drink and grape drink and orange soda out there too, you know? It wasn't much of the guy apologized, the manager apologized, blah, blah, right. blah. I doubt anything's ever going to happen because people don't shop at IKEA because they want to buy IKEA. They shop at IKEA because they have to. You have to put your own furniture together. Come on.
Yeah, and it's very difficult instructions to follow. So,
speaking of watermelon, though, where does seedless watermelon come from?
I don't know, but I love seedless watermelon.
Oh, geez. I still got... Here's another little stupid BS that, yeah. I don't know. Like, at the top conservative summit, I don't even know what that is. DeSantis beat Trump in a poll for the 2024...
It's a straw poll.
What the hell is a straw poll? I hear this term all the time. No one can tell me what it means.
Well, I think you also have to take a place that this happened in Florida. I think. Let me read this up.
Florida. I'm getting a little concerned that the best candidate to go against Biden in a couple of years is going to be Florida man. Because... Nothing good ever ends with a sentence that starts with Florida man. You know what I mean? Any worse, what happens if it's Florida man becomes president?
This was a poll taken in Colorado by the Colorado Christian University's public policy think tank.
Okay.
And the top five candidates was Ron DeSantis, 74%. Donald Trump, 71%. Senator Ted Cruz, 43%. Mike Pompeo, 39%. Senator Tim Scott, 36%.
All right. So a straw poll is like when you vote for like four people out of six and you put them in like a numerical order kind of thing.
And then they said the top 25 policy issues was immigration, border security, 82%, election integrity, 79%, religious freedom, 75%, federal budget, 74%, gun rights, 74%.
I heard an interesting idea. Someone saying they like the idea of DeSantis with what's her name? Gnome?
Oh, yeah. I like that idea, too.
I heard a lot of people saying that. I still like the idea of Tulsi Gabbard as a VP run with them, though. I think that would show an attempt to reach across the line. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
Reach across the aisle. Why not, though?
It's just not.
Dude, the way the lights are here, I feel like Two-Face from Batman. It's like shadow and light.
Well, the sun's setting.
Well, the sun is setting, but I got some lights on out here. Yeah, I should have set myself up further that way. Oh, well. Oh. All right. All this. Geez, that's a big. Oh, this is all about school, isn't it? And critical race theory. Yeah, I'll skip the first one. This Loudon school thing.
All right. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the school board that came out big time against critical race theory. And the school board said, screw you guys. We're going to get you arrested and don't care what you say.
Yeah, and what they called it an unlawful assembly is what they arrested this guy for, right? How can you possibly be an unlawful assembly if it was assembled by the government? Am I the only one who saw that issue?
No, you're not the only one.
It really bothered me because, like, no, it's an unlawful assembly. It's like, what do you mean it's an unlawful assembly? It's like he was at a town hall meeting or whatever, or you know what I mean, city hall or whatever.
Yeah.
I could push buttons and try to change my sound settings and maybe fix it so I can play sounds, but I might really screw it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I was clicking buttons. Ah, and then what? They were talking about transgender issues about I think that had something to do about something that what Massachusetts is called porn curriculum. They're teaching kids way too young about sex stuff. And they're teaching them stuff that you would not consider traditional in a school.
Uh-huh.
And it's very, very, very graphic. Yeah, I think parents are talking about that, but I might be wrong. It might be a different thing. It might just be because some guy's an asshole and doesn't want some kid pissing next to his daughter. I don't know. All right, Brandeis University. You ever hear these guys?
Yeah.
No, no one ever has. I think it's in like Waltham, Massachusetts. There you go, Waltham. I got this from WHDH Boston. They released an oppressive language list.
Oh, this will be good.
Oh. Rule of Thumb made the list, but we already knew that one from the Boondock Saints. policeman, which I don't know the last time I heard anyone say policeman.
Police officer.
Yeah, it's always officer. Spirit animal. Is oppressive language. So we need a bunch of white women to stop saying,
"You're my spirit animal."
Mm-hmm. Picnic is on the list.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. And there's more and more and more, but it's absolutely nuts some of the things they have in here.
And this topic was actually covered on the new Clive Davis and Buck Sexton show on Friday.
Yeah, that's they talked about this.
Yes, they did. Yeah. They also talked about how you can't use the word Coxton anymore or cockpit because those are banned words too.
Why are they banned?
Well, cockpit is banned because of the first part of the word, and coxswain is banned because it's kind of similar. They're banned for stupid reasons. Just like most of these lists are.
So, what about the bird you have, the rooster, that's used just to knock up your chickens?
Can't have it anymore. Gotta go. Gotta die.
I just have to call it like a reproducing rooster?
Yeah. It's like birthing parents.
So, am I not allowed to refer to my dog as I'm breeding her as the term we use for that anymore?
No, I don't think so.
But that's what these words mean. They were taken from these things to mean something else. Now you're... People get exactly. So butthurt over the dumbest shit. I want to kick him in the teeth until my foot hurts.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The butt hurts so bad. Let me make something else hurt so it won't hurt so bad, you know?
Right.
I mean, at least spit on the thing, right? Anyway, that was school stuff. I got a bunch of school crap in a row here. All
right.
Oh, yeah, they still talk about student debt. These kids genuinely thought Joe Biden was going to make their debt go away. I don't know if I should be embarrassed that they're that dumb.
Probably. Got a college degree.
Well, did you read this article by any chance? They're saying that they owe, you know, I owe this much money in student debt and I can't find a job with it because of this and this reason. Goes, but if you would pay down my student debt for me, I could go back to school and get my next degree and get to work. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, are you kidding me? You just told me it didn't work and you need to borrow $100,000 from us.
They're going to do another gender studies degree, you know? Or...
Yeah, it's like lesbian dance theory didn't work. Yeah, they're like, oh, well, yeah, we'll do it again. You just get rid of my $100,000 in student debt and I'll go study something else. Like, it better be STEM this time, all right?
Yeah, well, it won't be.
I mean, it blows my mind. And then like, I don't understand why people are opposed to this. Because like, the dude who didn't go to school is busting his ass, is actually paying tax, is furious that they've taken 20% of his paycheck so you can jerk off and bang drunk women, you know? And let's be real. Apparently, 1 in 4 women gets raped in college. So all these kids that want to go to college to get educated just want to rape women.
I screwed up.
Well, hey, let's use their logic against them, right?
I went straight into the Navy instead of college.
And then paid for school.
Exactly.
Use that to pay for school while contributing to society versus saying, I expect the taxpayer to fix this for me. You're the smart ones. Why don't you figure out a way to fix this besides taking it away from the stupid people that managed to make some money?
Yep.
Because you know what? Mechanics, AC&R guys, welders, anything that requires skill, even some forms of art. I know that sounds terrible to say, but art is usually very subjective. Subjective. But I mean, like photography, for example, is a science to make the pictures come out properly and everything. You know what I mean? To do certain things to them. Yeah. That's all something that if you can do it and other people can't do, it's worth money. But anyone can do what we're doing right now. And you can't expect to make a career on this crap. That's like expecting to be a football player when you're in high school. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right. Sorry. Rant over. It's just driving me nuts that these kids want me to pay for their school. Actually, speaking of, here we go. This is a nice segue. Actually, it's on the list. Oh, maybe it's not. I went to a town meeting election thing today.
Oh, goody, actually, goody, goody.
Yeah, I actually cast a ballot versus a town hall. It's funny. There were two positions that to be voted on that literally had no names on them.
You voted yourself?
I voted for the wife for both of them. And I was like, I would laugh my ass off if you got elected with one vote to be the town planner.
That actually happened to somebody.
And she's like, what would I do? It's like, you'd show up the first day and you're like, all right, what's the job?
Yeah.
How much do I get paid?
Yeah, how much do I get? It's for 3 years. knowing this area, it's, you know, probably at least $80,000 if it's a government job, maybe six figures.
Yeah.
Shoot, some of the teachers in this town make over $100,000 a year. Mm. F you want more money, right?
So what's up with this teacher that wanted to teach the students to touch themselves?
That's pretty much it. The dude's finally being brought up on charges. He's been bossed there with like kiddie porn and a whole bunch of other stuff. He's like asking these kids to like touch themselves, not just like kids did after class and like it was a little weird, inappropriate, but you know, kind of movie kind of thing. No, like in front of other students in the middle of a classroom.
Did they do it?
Not from what I understand, but a whole bunch of kids complained and then they found kid porn and they found like stuff he had recorded, like voyeurism stuff.
Thank goodness they found it.
Oh my. I don't even know what to say about, like, what do you do? What's the appropriate penalty for that kind of stuff?
Throw them in jail and lock away the key.
Put some lipstick on them before you put them in prison. We got someone showing up.
Really?
Jose? Was spelled with an H?
No idea.
It's muted, too. Oh, well. Where were we?
Talking about locking the key of somebody.
Oh yeah, the teacher. Yeah, that just baffled me. And I just thought it was nasty and wrong on every level. But people are gross. They're going to be gross, you know? All right. Did you see this North Korean defector woman?
No.
Really? All right. How many? You don't see that other person trying to join too? It's probably the same person. But yeah, apparently this North Korean defector who like got to South Korea and then fled to the United States eventually. They're saying that they think it's crazy how brainwashed we are in these sorry, I'm getting distracted by people popping on with this, this live stream here.
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
I didn't see that coming.
You know this person?
Nope.
Yeah, that's right.
What? Howdy. You're muted again. Anyway, she was saying it's crazy that these Ivy League schools are like brainwashing these kids. And I actually saw this a couple days. Huh?
What?
All right.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy too.
I think everyone's trying to pop in.
So crazy. Usted está loco, yo estoy crazy.
Is Sean messing with us?
No, that's not Sean.
Dale, una cervecita.
Oh, gracias. Oh, shit.
My bad.
My phone's about to die.
Your phone is.
My phone, battery's dead.
Madre mía, cómo quita la cámara del cerdo. Eso es que se va a hacer un tiro de coca, ¿eh? Eso es que se va a hacer un tiro de coca. Madre mía, cómo sabe. El guapo. Where el guapo y el que sabe. Tendría que llamarse el que sabe.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Ey. Este es el rap de Fer el Tomate Azul.
My name is Chiqui Slim Sadie. My name is...
Ryan, you need to get control of your shit.
Hey, stop smoking. Stop smoking. Smoking is so bad. Smoking is so bad. You can be bald. If you smoke, you are going to be bald.
I am already bald, you bastard.
You're going to be bald if you continue smoking.
Hey, my name
is more ball.
I'm from Valencia. Me follo a mi padre todos los días.
Tomate azul,
okay, then. What was that?
Que te follan tu fucking culo. ¿Sabe cómo es cuando te follan tu propio culo? Es fácil. Bueno.
Okay, then. Well, that got out of control in a hurry, didn't it?
Yeah.
Bye. I love you.
Oh, you're out too. All right, man.
I love you, man.
You got anything to add?
No, I am. You. Eat them. Right, who are them?
You, bald man.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do something. Maybe we have to stop doing this, dude.
As soon as I put them in the waiting room, they disappear.
Sevilla Betis. Sevilla Betis.
No idea what he's saying, dude.
I'm moving them too. I'm kicking them out.
Sevilla or Betis?
What? I have no idea who any of this is.
Sevilla. Oh.
All right, this is
you don't even have to let people in from the waiting room. They just pop in.
No, there is no waiting room.
You can't even close this thing, can you?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm trying.
See if we can't learn a lesson from this by the end of this whole setup, huh?
I got to lock the room. I haven't figured out how to do that yet.
Honestly, what do you do sitting down looking for somewhere to go in? But hey, this looked interesting. Let me jump in there.
That's probably someone that a Claire or someone like that, or Sean probably sent a link to like
three people. I don't know how they found the link. I don't know. Somebody sent it out somewhere, but
that's what I mean.
The room is locked. Ain't nobody else getting in now. I locked us down.
Well, we learned an important lesson about that one today, didn't we?
None of those people were in the Facebook group, so how in the hell did they get our link?
That's what I'm saying. Someone sent this thing out on purpose just to mess with us, and I got a guess or two.
I'll be back in a second. You guys carry on. We're back to normal. Nobody else gets in now, so.
Or if you want, at least shoot us a message. Maybe we can discuss some entry at this point.
Exactly. Well, I mean, they can show up in the waiting room, and I'll set – maybe next time I got to set up the waiting room and admit people in.
Yeah, that maybe that's the deal. Good. But anyway, this North Korean defector, I read about her a couple days ago. Probably Wednesday. And was on Timcast IRL last night. Now, I'm not a big Timcast IRL fan. But I saw some of the clips today and I ended up going back and watching the whole episode. And she was telling some crazy, crazy stories about North Korea and everything. And it was just, I don't know. I thought it was a big deal. I thought it was a huge get for Tim Pool to get on his show. Someone who actually escaped from North Korea and, you know, got across the machine gun guards and everything. That's the only reason why I put it in here. You see this Olympic athlete that threatened to burn the flag on the podium if she won a medal? Right?
I heard about it, but I didn't put too much attention to it.
All right. I think she threatened it last time, didn't she? But she didn't get... But she
I heard about it, but...
Yeah, but she didn't get to go to the a BMX freestyle rider.
What about him?
She qualified as an alternate at the summer games. And last year, she said her goal was to win an Olympic medal so I can burn a U.S. flag on the podium. And well, it goes in after from there, it goes in like, it's not that I hate this country. It's like, really? So you're going to stand on an international stage and burn the flag to say you don't hate it?
Yeah.
I don't know why you want to represent the U.S. in the Olympics if you just want to burn the flag.
Like, probably she can't represent anywhere else. I'm not sure.
How about you go pick up a country you want to go to? We got a bunch of countries in here. Pick one.
I just don't in general, I've always had an issue with any of these sports that work on a rating system. You know, like an art, like figure skating or gymnastics.
Uh-huh.
Like I get the idea, but any kind of judging means that there's more room in terms of like your score. Means more room for weird shit to happen.
Didn't the Olympic Committee just come out and say that this transgender woman wasn't authorized to like compete?
Not that one. I believe that was someone else. The runner didn't meet the second testosterone testing. It had to be below a certain amount for like a year. So passed the first test, and the second one came back high. What gets me is the was it New Zealand is sending a transgender weightlifter that trained as a man in weightlifting for like 15 years. Jeez Louise, looks like you're gonna hurt yourself over there, Brian. I trained for like 15 years as a man weightlifter and now is now competing against women. Just seems like a little bit of a head start to me. You know, we're going to talk about male privilege. You done sneezing your nuts off or are they still hanging on a little bit?
Jeez, still hanging on.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, I don't even know what that is to even find. Well, I guess when we get to it, we just cross it out. And is Macy Gray still relevant?
I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. Honestly, it's never been my kind of music. No, not picking on it, just I remember Macy Gray in, like, I think the late 90s, you know? She's talking about changing the dated and divisive flag, but apparently she has no idea what that flag represents to say it's divisive. Because actually, I believe it was at 1958 was the last update on the flag. Last time we changed it.
Yeah, when he added
Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah. I think it was 58. I don't think Brian's just having a sneezing fit. I think he's getting bitched out and he doesn't want us to hear it.
Yeah, no, bad. I'm having a sneezing fit.
All right. Yeah, and anyway, apparently Mason said that's updated. Oh, geez, Louise.
Oh, yeah.
Said the flag's out of date, and Kristi Noem, the governor of, I can't remember where, basically gave her a hard time. There's more story to that, but I honestly don't give a shit.
South Dakota.
Oh, can't believe you knew that.
Yeah, because that was the only state in the 50 states that did not lock down during coronavirus.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. All right, and this next little segment we're going to get into here, we're actually getting into stuff that Claire asked us to address, or if we were ever going to. But apparently, Joe Biden said that, one, he misquoted the blood and patriots argument, a blood of patriots argument. Are you allergic to cats or something, dude? But he said that, in order to fight that, to keep the government off your back, you're going to need F-15s and nukes. And first thing I thought was, what the hell just happened with him?
Did he just disappear again? I can't see him right now.
Yeah, the first thing I thought was, did he just threaten the United American citizens with a nuclear attack on our own soil? Because that seems kind of ridiculous.
Well, Ray and I did talk about purchasing an F-15 today, so.
Oh, F-15? What was that, two generations ago?
No, I was talking about F-18. No, 15s.
That's what I'm saying. F-15s were two gen. Where does he keep going?
What the hell? How can I see him disappearing? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 15s like two generations ago. It's an old aircraft at that.
Yeah.
But the Second Amendment isn't just for against the tyrannical government. It's to protect me from my neighbor who wants to steal my bread. It's to protect me if the Japanese try to invade the United States, right? Mm-hmm. Because behind every blade of grass, there's a rifle. That whole thing, mm-hmm. You know? But yeah, Biden, and then he said you need F-15s and nukes. And then he actually made a whole bunch of arguments about the Second Amendment that he made a while ago that were very, very wrong. And even MSN.com called him out on it.
That's on a crazy bunch of it. That it. MSN's calling him out. You know it's wrong.
Well, he's like, oh, you think they had cannons? And it's like, yeah, they were called privateers. They were mercenary sailor units, kind of like pirates that these governments would hire to go out and fight off pirates. And they had cannons, you know? But something that gets me, though, is they keep saying it's for a militia. Then they say militia is military. How useful is something to fight the government, if that's what it is, which a militia is to keep the government in check? How useful is it if it's...
If it was the government, it would have been called the regulars back in the day. That's what they called it.
Well, the militia is the National Guard.
Yeah.
Is what they keep telling us anyway. And if that's the case, what they're using the same technology, the same training, the same everything as the United States government. And you can make the argument that it's to keep the government in check, but if they've been trained by and instructed by the federal government, what's going to make sure that they're going to be a militia versus versus getting called up and sent to Afghanistan like to the fucking United States Army.
Exactly.
And for all we know, we have a button to push and shut off all of the equipment that these guys have anyway, that the federal government just go, poop, doesn't work anymore. Guys, apparently we could do that with electricity, gasoline, and food with the internet now, you know?
Well, you also, the next topic is gun control laws were to prevent black folk from owning guns.
Well, they were, weren't they?
Joe Biden.
Yeah, it's Joe Biden thing. That was him saying that he kept making the bad statements about guns. He was saying it was all this sorts of stuff, but saying certain people shouldn't own certain weapons, and only certain people should be allowed to own weapons at all, and only certain people should own these other certain weapons. And it's like, pretty sure that was the argument he made to take the guns out of the hands of American black Americans in 1847.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do I know? I've only actually looked it up a couple times.
All right. I made changes to the group. I've enabled the waiting room and re-unlocked the group.
Yeah,
so. Brian. So now you can screen people before you get some random schmuck in here going, I was waiting for you to say that one. Yeah.
Well, look, I felt it. Like Ray understood some of them, you know. So. Yeah,
somebody talk about beer. Jose, whoever it was.
We're going to Facebook jail.
They'll drag me with you guys. No.
All right. A Pentagon insider who's apparently leaking this crap out, has warned Joe Biden that we don't want to get into a major war with China.
I wonder why.
I say leaked it. It was an open letter.
Yeah, that's not a very big leak.
I know.
That's like about as big of a leak as you can get.
Yeah, it's like, hey, F you, buddy.
It's like like an editorial letter in the New York Times, you know. Don't let anybody know that's here, you know. It's a secret.
Yeah, exactly. I said you really don't want to get into a war with China, but
and we don't.
Do we not want to? Is it gonna be that
since 90% of our technology comes from China, yeah, probably not.
Well, we're already boned if we're at that point then, aren't we?
As long as we got China on our side, probably not.
Well, until they say, all right, now all this crap costs 15 times as much.
What do the car lots look like in Massachusetts?
The what now?
Car lots.
I don't live any near any real car lots. I got one kind of near me, but it's like a privately owned thing. The guy owns like 15 cars at a time. And the next nearest car dealership is a McLaren dealership.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's not even a fair comparison. You know what I mean?
No, because I got a Ford dealership near me where I bought my cars. And they probably got 30 to 45 cars on the lot right now, where normally they'd have like 100 cars in the lot.
Well, China is the one that makes the chips required to run the computer system in modern automobiles. And we just allowed China to take over the responsibility of making this all together because it was so cheap. We've been saying this for decades. We've been saying it for years on this show.
Yep.
Allowing China to do this crap by enslaving these people is not only immoral, but it's going to bite us in the balls because we're not going to know how to do this stuff one day, and they're just going to take it out from under us.
Uh-huh.
And now we don't, like you said, you can't find new vehicles anymore because they can't make them.
And it's not just computer chips for cars. It's computer chips for everything.
True, but those ones in particular are an issue. But
and it's the most obvious, you know, because if you're, you know, shopping for a new car, or even if you're driving by car dealerships, you'll realize that, hey, there's a problem here, you know.
Yeah.
And used car prices have went through the roof here in Virginia, too, because of that fact, you know. Because if you can't buy a new car, you might as well buy a used car.
So those disappear. Supply
up, or supplies down, demand's up, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's why Maybe I should stop buying POSs and fixing them up.
Yep.
What the hell are we talking about? Oh, yeah, we're talking about the one with China here.
Or the Beijing. Can't be stopped by anyone.
Yes, to say exactly that. The Beijing defense official actually just made a warning recently saying that they can't be stopped by any, their economic growth and everything. And that I believe not, it wasn't this particular instance, but they threatened us with nuclear missiles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I believe I could be wrong, but I believe they said that they are they're going to build up the nuclear arsenal to threaten the United States or something like that. I mean, something might have been lost in translation. I do not speak Mandarin, to be honest. Or Cantonese, but that's a secondary language. And they're holding these crazy drills up in the mountains of Tibet, which I don't know exactly why they're doing it up there, but it might be because they're, you know, low oxygen scenario. I don't know. Kind of like Ronnie's going to Denver to train for the marathon, possible, you know? Uh-huh. But it looks like China's getting ready for something real. And we kind of keep looking the other way. And they're holding record-breaking drills. And Russia just started a bunch of crap with England. And China said they're ready to get involved if something happens. And Joe Biden just said that he's ready to shoot at someone and actually hit a ship if this kind of crap happens again over disputed territorial waters.
Well, Russia just came out and said they're not going to fire warning shots anymore. They're just going to fire at ships that invaded their territorial waters.
Yeah, that's not their waters, according to the rest of the world, though.
Yeah, well, true, but if you got a ship getting fired at, this will be a declaration of war in the long run.
I think that's
where we're heading.
Not even where we're heading. I think they're doing this to push Biden, honestly. Biden is not going to start a two-front war with China and Russia. Well, Biden's also not
viewed as the most strongest defensive president known to mankind either.
That's what I mean. Is he's not gonna command a two-front war. I mean, he just can't. And I think they're pushing him from two different directions to see if he does anything.
Okay.
Because they'll just the other one will be able to swoop in, almost like they're not working together, but they're taking advantage of what's happening with the other one.
Right.
Because China and Russia are not friends. I don't care what anyone will tell you. All right. Whew. I got through that a lot faster than I thought we were going to. I want to talk about this China thing more with Taiwan. I don't think we even mentioned Taiwan.
Nope.
Or the deleted was it NIS and shoot.
Well, Taiwan's always been an issue and Hong Kong, you know, because they're independent of China, but China doesn't see it that way. So we have a defense pact with Taiwan that says we'll defend them. I don't think we'll ever honor it in the long run. But
we couldn't. Let's be real. We couldn't.
Why?
Because China could march in with 1 million men.
Where?
Into Taiwan. In a day and a half.
We could launch nuclear weapons.
And wipe out Taiwan?
No. China.
Take out Beijing.
Yeah.
What do you think would happen if we nuked China?
They would not have any people to fight us with.
Okay, well, first of all, that's bullshit. A nuclear bomb in Beijing, especially with our tactical bombs, will take out maybe a city block.
Okay.
To take out a building. And they still have 1 million man standing army plus a navy and an air force.
I mean, can they transport the troop over here?
Well, plus, do they have some kind of automated defense system that'll automatically launch nuclear weapons at every major American city if their capital city is nuked?
And their weapons reach every major U.S. city.
China, yes. Yes, they get better than Russia can. Remember, China's the guys. China are the people that are building these things, remember? That, because we can't do it. No, nuclear missiles, that's a little different. Raytheon and...
oh, wait. You know. This is where President Clinton gave away the technology so they could build build the technology.
ICBMs.
Yeah.
Yep.
He gave away the tracking information.
Yeah, good move, right?
Yep. Very smart.
Don't forget Joe Biden get the list to Putin, like, hey, don't hit us in here. You probably that's us for sale right now.
What would you consider every major U.S. city, though? You know what I mean? It's like, how many cities can you think of that you, if you were to nuke the United States, how many cities could you think of that weren't on the coast?
A lot.
Really? What, you gonna hit Boise?
Yeah.
Are too many potatoes?
Seattle.
Why? What's in Seattle that's worth taking out? A bunch of nut jobs that'll burn their own city down?
Portland.
Bunch of nut jobs are going to burn their own city down anyway.
San Francisco.
A bunch of nut jobs that are going to dump in the street and then burn the city down.
Los Angeles.
Sister, they're too busy being sassy to fight.
San Diego.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's like, there's some cities worth hitting, but like, you're going to hit, okay, obviously you're going to hit the Navy bases, obviously. Yeah. And if you aren't stupid, you're probably going to hit Great Lakes, Illinois, and a couple other training centers, you know? But if you're looking to destroy a nation in retaliation, you're probably going to hit like New York, L.A., Jacksonville, Miami, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hit high population areas.
Right.
And their military. Because... I'm sure you're aware that we used to have a system in place that if we were ever nuked in DC, that we would automatically launch weapons to like every major Russian city.
Yes.
As a deterrent. And they did the same thing as a deterrent to stop each other from nuking each other. All right. Well, like I said, I thought that was going to go further, but. Oh, there you go. This is that infrastructure plan I mentioned earlier. I don't know if I give a shit about that. Well, here we go. Let me condense this into a couple sentences. Biden sponsored this bill about $1 trillion. Senators agreed to it. It was bipartisan. He got all excited. It showed up on his desk, and he said, I'm not signing that crap until this other crap shows up. Yeah. AOC's butt got all hurt, saying, the Republicans are a bunch of Nazi assholes. And then Biden said, whoa, I think I was misunderstood. That's not actually what I meant to say. And that was pretty much the whole story.
He also said that he wouldn't sign that law into place until the other one comes through his desk, too. Where he wants money... Billions, trillions of dollars for home health care and home aids and home this and home that, you know.
Isn't that, don't we have centers for stuff like that? And I know it sounds terrible to say, but don't we have places that we bring El Guapo into the waiting room?
Yeah.
That's what's on my screen.
I know, it's my cell phone, just.
All right. We can admit him. You want in?
He might just give us an echo.
Echo.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, there you go. There's the transgender runner that we were talking about earlier. And let's have a look at, here's the weightlifter. Stupid. There we
go.
Laurel.
I like this. Double El Guapo.
Oh, that's even weirder. That's exactly what I thought was going to happen.
He muted it. It doesn't make any sense. He muted that one.
There we go.
Muted one, but his sound was still coming out of it.
I know.
That went into the other one.
Yeah. All right.
Well, this one's got better audio and video anyway, so.
Yeah, it's my cell phone. My cell was way advanced than my laptop.
I wonder why.
Mine's like from 2020. I mean, 2000, my laptop. I don't get rid of it unless it's really bad.
Speaking of, the wife got me this tripod thing for my phone. For like, I can put my phone aside, like over here, and like take a video of me like tending my potatoes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm pretty excited about that because I said I was thinking about changing my YouTube over to stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm cultivating a whole crap ton of wild raspberries, and I got this. My camera
went blurry.
Yeah, I went way out of focus, huh?
Uh huh.
This raspberry patch that It's grown pretty nuts, and all we've been doing is cloning. I'll just get closer. How's that? I've been cloning this thing over and over again. And it's pretty cool. I got a 3 species of raspberries out there. It's pretty exciting. A whole bunch of free food, and the fruits are bigger because it's cross pollination, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's up with this reform bill? It seems like a bunch of garbage in general. The one that Harris was pushing so hard, and she's all pissed off. Well, she wasn't pushing. She was the one that was what? The Republicans filibustered. Harris was
the election bill?
Yeah, the reform bill.
The Democrats basically want to turn all control over all states' elections to the federal government, which is a violation of the Constitution, for one.
Not even like the Bill of Rights either. That was an actual article. Article 2, I think.
It was never going to pass Supreme Court muster. And enough Republicans and a couple of Democrats said no, and it died.
Not a single Republican said yes. The MSN article I read about it made it sound like the Republicans were a bunch of assholes because what they called the For the People Act.
Uh-huh.
And the MSN tried to make it sound like these evil Republicans are shooting it down. And it's like, no, it was illegal what these guys were trying to do. The Democrats are trying to take over how elections work everywhere in this country.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I meant to mention, I once again didn't have to get my ID checked to vote. I did vote 3 or 4 times, though, so, you know, that was pretty convenient.
Nice. Like, it's going to make a difference in Massachusetts.
Well, it's a town election, so it might, if literally no one was even running for the job, it might make a difference.
You won by 3 votes. Like, what?
Exactly. It's like I cast 3 ballots and I won by 3 votes.
Funny enough, all the letters on the on your name is signed the same. Oh my god, the A's and all the letters look similar.
It's almost like it's the same handwriting every time.
Yeah, but we cannot do that because then it's gonna be contradictory at a fucking point.
So we mentioned it earlier. Conan O'Brien smoked with Joe Rogan on the late night show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did that was actually like on TV too, right? Like
yeah, uh-huh. TBS.
CBS?
TBS.
TBS. Oh, well, kind of like TV.
Do we even have that on the list?
Yeah, you got it in there.
I can't find it.
Yeah, it's under the Republicans block rotten election reform bill. That's like one of the links that didn't get.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, turn it into something normal.
I see it.
Just takes off again.
Oh my god.
I don't give a shit about about people smoking bud. on TV or anything.
No, but is it kind of hypocritical that they don't like allow the any host to smoke cigarettes on TV or even anybody resembles smoking a cigarette? Or like, oh, we cannot do that no more.
But that's actually a really good point. I never thought about that, dude.
Yeah, like, but it's okay to smoke weed now on TV.
Well, maybe on a performance show, like, no. I don't know. I mean, yeah, exactly. It's one thing when it's a YouTube channel, like something, or like when like Joe Rogan does with Elon Musk and smokes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they smoke cigars on YouTube all the time. Hey, Brian, Ray just had a really good point about, you know, smoking a J on TV. Why is it not okay to smoke a tobacco cigarette on TV?
Because tobacco is taboo.
Pot's been taboo forever.
Yeah.
So yeah, where's the
double standard?
We're in for double standards, right?
Yep.
Even the Flintstones used to sell cigarettes.
Even who?
The Flintstones.
Did they?
Yeah, they had a commercial.
I know they still sell vitamins.
You what? You never heard about the commercial, the Flintstones cigarette?
No.
Oh, yeah. You want to find it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna dig now, mother trucker.
Oh yeah. Oh. Back in the day, used to sell cigarettes.
So, Bri.
Yep.
You got something here to ask? That the Supreme Court's more active than in the past.
That's what I'm asking because they seem to have come out with a ton of decisions, some more unanimous than I would think in the past, but I don't know. That's why I'm asking, are they more active this term than in previous terms?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure I think I said this last week, was that they're making such narrow decisions that it only affects a single case.
Okay.
And they're not passing sweeping decisions, you know what I mean? They're not making sweeping decisions. They're not changing gun control law when they make a decision. How's that?
Okay.
They say, no, this one guy doesn't have to make a cake today, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you, Ray.
No, I think they're just picking up cases that the Chief Justice know that anybody, all of them are going to agree. It's going to be unanimous. So they can look like, oh, we're not bipartisan. We all agree on things, so the Congress would not try to add more judges, to change the court. So right now they're just picking all these court cases, then the Supreme Court justice, the Chief Justice, he knows like, okay, I know that all of them are gonna agree on this, unanimous. So let's pick this case, He's not picking cases that it's going to be a split decision. So, like, lately, all those cases have been unanimous, all agree on it.
Clarence Thomas is still alive, right?
Yes.
Clarence Thomas is the Chief Justice?
No.
No.
Who is?
Roberts.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed. I should have known that.
Yeah.
You do know that.
I'm pretty sure the Chief Justice doesn't make decisions about what they pick up, though. I'm pretty sure the entire court...
it's a vote of all the justices.
Yeah, all of them get together and vote on what they even get to listen, rule on.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I like that idea. And I like that they get to pick what they rule on. But I think there should be a hand, almost like a veto power, but the opposite. There should be a situation where we said, no, you're making a ruling here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You can't give any one branch of government full autonomy. I think that's a mistake, but who the hell am I,
Anyways, I'll send you the link for the Flintstone commercial.
I already saw it show up. I'm rewatching it as soon as we're done here.
Yeah, we can't watch it now. It would be a distraction.
They used to sell cigarettes. They used to smoke on the TV, too. So, actually, they sell Winston cigarettes.
Winston.
Yeah. It used to be more like adult oriented and stuff, like a lot of adult stuff. Kids are like, okay, that's what my daddy does. That's what my parents does, you know.
Oh, candy cigarettes.
Oh, I love candy cigarettes. Those are the best.
Yeah. Well, there were two kinds of candy cigarettes. So you had the one chalky one with a little red end. They had the tube that was like gum with powdered sugar on it.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe for you guys this time.
Was that?
That was way before you guys were alive.
Yeah.
Dude, I had both of those growing up when I went to the penny candy store.
All right. Let's bring up our one topic about COVID-19 that's on the list.
Which one is this? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where Biden wants everybody to still get a shot, but data shows from the CDC that young people are not going to get it, and it causes rare heart issues in teens.
And there's always side effects. I don't know what to say about that, but I just don't like the idea of anyone telling me I have to get drugs put in my body.
Well, you did it for a few years in the Navy, so.
Yeah. And I agreed to all that in advance, even if I didn't know what I signed up for, and I accept the consequences of that. But that was also tested medicine that went through proper procedures and had been used before. Not all of them. No, you're right. That we did get the nasal flu spray thing shot tested on us. That was fun. I loved how they told me too. It's like, this is we're testing this new vaccine on you. It's like, what?
Don't be allergic to eggs.
Yeah, no, that's how we found out. Don't be allergic to eggs. And asthma people. My body, my choice, bitches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
We talked about this one already. About, I don't know.
The socialist?
No, we didn't talk about this one.
Oh.
I talked about New York City. This is not about New York City.
Yeah.
It's about Buffalo, New York.
Well, it's New York. Yeah. So maybe you misread something, but.
Since we're talking the conversation of mayors in New York, this might be the same city, but remember we on a previous show recently we talked about how the mayor's husband had been arrested for drug trafficking.
Yeah.
Well, she lost her primary in whatever city that was, and she still blamed it on everybody else because it was not her husband was not trafficking drugs.
Yeah, yeah, he had kilos of cocaine, yeah. Right?
I think that was Rochester, New York.
Yeah, it was Rochester because that's where Butthurt Kurt is from.
And this is Buffalo. Here, you got the article of today's episode.
Yes, Buffalo, by the way, home of the Buffalo Wing.
Yep, and the Buffalo Bills.
Well, big idiots love to lose Super Bowls.
I've been to both cities because I used to drive through Buffalo all the time to get to Rochester, New York, where I was going to school in the Navy.
Rochester's a dump, dude.
Yep, I loved it.
Oh, God.
I was there in the winter. It was awesome.
Yeah, I was at Great Mistakes and across the street at the C school and A school across the street at Great Mistakes in winter. I thought Massachusetts got cold in the winter. Tell you, that lake effect is real.
Yeah, it sure is.
Oh my God. Ooh, Arctic air is just sweeping across the Great Lakes and hit you in the face. Oh, so cold marching.
But in Buffalo, this person is a socialist. So
yes,
your article says, is this going to be like the wave of the future for the Democrat Party?
Yeah, or is this a blip on the radar? But she's made a history of terrible. She's got a history of terrible decisions. She dropped out of high school, ended up getting a GED at 19, But she was also pregnant with twins at 19 when she got the GED, and her kids were born. Well, we don't have to go into that. That's just whatever. But it goes on to like 6 or 7 more terrible, terrible decisions this woman made.
Yeah, she's still gonna get, and she got the Democrat nomination for the mayoral campaign.
And that's why
Buffalo is typical of every other city in New York, even though it's upstate New York. It's Democrat controlled.
But still, it's like, I don't understand why she's getting points for making terrible decisions.
People are ignoring that.
Well, no, they're actually saying that. This shows she's suffered and she understands. And, you know, it's like, no, this shows she makes terrible choices. Now you're going to put her in charge of making decisions for you. You know? But like, let's be real for a second.
It's one thing when you make terrible choices of yourself, but when you're put in charge of a major city and you start making terrible choices, that's a whole different scheme of things.
I don't want my mayor to be a high school dropout. Call me a terrible name if you want, but I expect my mayor, to have graduated high school. Is that an acceptable thing to say, or is that racist now? Because apparently only white people can graduate high school.
You might be able to get your GED.
She did, and she did it at 19. So it didn't take her forever.
She didn't wait until 40 to get her GED.
I'm going to absolutely give her credit for that. While knocked up. That had to have been tough. But
yeah.
I'm just saying that these are bad decisions that she – and she did overcome them, but – she could have avoided these situations. You know what I mean?
I think if you're going to be a city mayor, you think you need to be like a business owner. At least know how business runs, you know? Like, what would affect the rest of the city?
Right.
Because you got these people that are just politicians. They're just lawyers. And they don't even own their own.
Well, that's why a lot of times – when it comes to who's running for president, if they've been governor in the past, you know, they got a lot more experience when it comes to running government than, you know, somebody from the Senate or the House of Representatives, you know.
Like government and business are not the same. Pardon?
Like Joe Biden been there for 40 years.
Yeah, look how he's doing. He's doing great.
And one thing they actually helped the American people with.
Division.
Yeah.
No, he's a unifier. He brings us together.
To vote against him again?
Quote, I do not want my children to grow up in a jungle, a racial jungle. Close quote, Joe Biden.
I prefer the story about him being at the pool.
Oh my God, I mentioned that today to someone at voting. I'm like, I don't know who would say something disgusting like that. It's like, but I would break their nose.
That was your president.
I said, that's the president of the United States. Shit, you know, this woman called me a Nazi. So I pulled up the video and played for her. And then she said, you're an asshole. I was like,
I'm just playing the facts. You know?
I don't shoot the messenger here.
Yeah, exactly.
You just said you'd break his nose. Now you find out the kid diddler that sniffs kids likes to be touched by them too. Nazi. Drives me
or how about, did you bring up the story about how they told him to show up in the parking lot with chains?
With chains?
Corn pop.
Corn pop.
Oh my God, no. Corn pop. That was a. What a stupid name to make up for a gangster, too. You know what I mean?
corn pop.
No, I ate like corn pops growing up as a kid. They were one.
I love corn pops.
It was like the healthy, sweet cereal. You know what I mean? They had like that honey glaze on it. I still eat Rice Krispies
with lots of sugar.
No, I put no. I just no. Check this out: Rice Krispies in 2% milk.
Yeah, I use 2% milk.
Yeah, I don't do so good with full dairy.
No, yeah. I know.
No one wants me around for that.
I'm not yanking them up. The door's closed.
When's the Lex Long weekend coming up?
Next weekend.
Well, I know that, but I'm assuming that you're not going to be. I'm inviting you up for a long weekend. And I'm assuming you're not going to make it for the 4th.
Labor Day.
Labor Day. You should come up here for Labor Day weekend, dude.
All right, guys. I got to go.
I think we might have a topic or two more, but all right.
Yeah, I got to go.
So I was just filling my pipe full of tobacco.
No, you're fine. We're going to go watch our Loki new thing.
TV show?
Yeah,
Disney Plus. I tried to watch the first episode. I didn't get into it yet.
Problem is, there's too many TV shows like that to follow that I don't know which one I'm supposed to watch and which ones I'm not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me and my wife, we decide what to watch because I don't got time throughout the week. And the weekends, we just spend time together and watch something that we both going to like.
Yes.
Yeah, All right, guys. Talk to you guys later.
Hey, check out Sweet Tooth on Netflix.
Sweet Tooth.
He doesn't have Netflix.
I don't think I got Netflix.
All right. It's this weird thing about the apocalypse, these hybrid creatures, and it's crazy.
I looked at it. I didn't know if I want to watch it or not.
I didn't think so either.
The SJW superhero, LGBTQ superhero on Netflix.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, guys.
But yeah, I didn't think I was going to like the Sweet Tooth thing. Like, this seems weird. Then I started watching. I was like, this is really crazy.
Okay.
I don't know if you can do another season, though.
That's what pisses me off most about Netflix is I watch one season of something, get really into it, and then never make another one.
Yeah, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
I've had pretty good luck with shows about magic on Netflix. I think it's Netflix. Maybe it's Hulu. I don't know. I'm watching a whole bunch of really stupid shows about magic.
Okay.
Like, there's a new Sabrina the Teenage Witch. You go ahead and make fun of me, but I don't know if you followed Archie comics lately.
Yeah.
They got a lot darker than they used to be. Like, they're sacrificing pigs and stuff to the devil in Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like holy crap. But I don't know. There's all sorts of neat stuff like a sci-fi did the Magicians, but that was really weird. Yeah. Hey, you want to talk about this defund the police, and now they're demanding we give more money to the police?
I mean, we kind of talked about it briefly earlier. You know, it's like, I mean, it's backfiring on them because people like police, but they don't like police at the same time. They like
you hate the police when you get pulled over.
They like the police to protect them from crime. And when crime's low, you know, the police move on to other things, and then there's an issue. But people don't want to live in crime-ridden cities, states, counties, whatever.
Maybe we should change a whole bunch of laws then, because if that's the issue, then the issue is that as police don't have murderers to chase down, they start going after less offensive crimes.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of these less offensive crimes if that's what's offending people. Let's get rid of the jaywalking fine. Just an idea, you know. Because the Democrats push hard to get rid of the money for the police. Now they're desperately pumping money back into the police department. Because I had numbers pulled up earlier, bar graphs and everything, where New York's up over 100% on murders in a year. That's asinine, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not listening anymore, but just in case you are, it's a bunch of garbage.
He's not.
I know he's not. He listened to like 8.5 minutes.
And I sent him a message back and no reply on it. So
I haven't heard back from him in years. I gave up on anything. Not talking trash, just I'm assuming he's way too busy to.
I'm Mark Graves in Canada.
Yeah. Did you see anything about this?
No, not at all.
This is not even the first time this came up. This is 751 more unmarked graves were found in at another former indigenous school in Canada. Apparently, back in the day, they used to like bury the dead at these schools or whatever. Indigenous, I don't know what you want to call them. Use whatever racist word you want to use. Indian, Aborigine, Inuit, you know what I mean? Eskimo. Whatever racist word, because they're all racist, right?
Yeah.
By the way, if an Indian, if an American moved to India, would they be an American Indian?
No.
No?
I don't think they have that term in India.
Well, then they're racist for not identifying people by their race. Because we have to make sure, you know, that people are African-American, right?
That's not even a thing either.
Now, I love how they say African-American and assume that just means black. Actually, this is a couple of years ago, several years ago. I think it was under Obama. There's a thing about the news, and it was a Frenchman, a black French dude. And they said a French African-American. And it's like, you do realize African-American doesn't mean black, right? It just means someone born.
Yeah.
It should mean someone born in Africa, but
right. They're be referring South to ancestry. Africa, and it wouldn't not necessarily black.
Nicole Kidman, right?
Yeah.
If she became an American citizen, she'd be an African American, right?
Right.
Yeah, we have to make sure we understand what these words actually mean versus what they seem to mean.
Right.
Because that is important. Because when it comes down to the big fight, the big argument, the big whatever you want to call it, debate. The left has been trying to change the verbiage we use for a long time. And if you control the language, you control the narrative, right? But I ranted. Tell me all about this new Rush thing. How is it? What do you think of it? Is it worth your time? Are you canceling your subscription? Are you renewing it? What's up? Should I check them out? And can I do it for free? To see if it's worth my time.
Do it for free on iHeartRadio. They got a free podcast going. My problem with that, I've been spoiled by paying the subscription for the Rush Limbaugh show. So I don't hear any ads. I don't hear any reads. I just hear the actual show.
Okay.
And on Monday's episode, which was the first episode of the new show, Buck Sexton and Clive something something, I don't know.
What now?
I can't remember his name. He was a sports guy on ESPN before he did this show.
So just like your other big show, the guy who's a big MTV VJ.
Adam Curry?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
All right.
Rush Limbaugh brought a whole different... I mean, they're okay. But, I mean, it may be that this is their first week and they're not really found their groove yet, you know? But Rush Limbaugh, what I really loved about Rush Limbaugh was that he had a way of bringing up the topics and including humor into the topics, whether it be from sarcasm or whatever, he could always bring in, you know, like a humoristic aspect to the topics. And these two people that are trying to fill his shoes, which they will never do.
Big shoes.
Yeah, big shoes. They haven't figured it out yet. I mean, there's not a whole lot of humor in their show. They're doing a lot of polls on Twitter and Facebook and blah blah blah, you know. I still have they're still gonna keep the 24/7 Rush Limbaugh feed going if you want to pay that subscription. Nice thing about that is there's no like my heart radio Reese. There's no My Pillow Reese. It's straight like the show, which I actually do like. But, I mean, I don't know. It's not it, back in the day when Rush Limbaugh was live and on the air, he was the first podcast I listened to every day. And that's not the case anymore.
Mm.
I mean, I still like to listen to these two people talk and bring their opinions, but I've shifted my priorities. I'm listening to the No Agenda first, No Agenda show first now, and then other shows that fit into my schedule.
Mm, gotcha.
So since there, you can listen to the free version on iHeartRadio, yeah, I recommend you, you know, check it out, you know, like an hour or two, and you know,
I could probably get there. I could probably get the same thing from my whatever podcast platform I use, yeah, anyway, right?
You can, uh-huh. Yeah, it's all, once it's on iHeartRadio, it branches out everywhere.
So. Once it's anywhere, it goes everywhere, dude. I always mean to put out the damn email address at the beginning of the show. And I always mean to say, ask any smart device to find us.
At the Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. Anyone listening to this long is, yeah. Or either already knows or put the effort in to figure it out.
Exactly.
And I always mean to do it at the beginning of the show. Yeah, I did not expect that crazy rampage. And I'm pretty sure that was Sean's doing.
It might have been.
I think that was him leaving going, I'm going to mess with these dudes. And he called up a whole bunch of his weird buddies in the Navy.
Those people weren't in the Navy. They weren't even from America.
Yeah. Yeah, well, even better. Weird people he's met overseas. How's that?
Well, I figured out next time the waiting room will be active. And that's just the way it is, you know, if we want to do it again.
No, no. What's even more fun is I know his family better than he does. And they're going to give me a heads up the next time he comes to Massachusetts. And I'm going to take a dump on his windshield in the middle of the night. And it's going to be hilarious.
He doesn't come to Massachusetts very often.
No, he doesn't. That's why it's going to be even more explicit. All right, more awesome.
Because his parents prefer to go to Florida.
Yes, I've noticed. They actually just came back recently.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I'm going to leave a nice steamer right down the middle of his windshield. Or even more fun, I might try to cut into little pieces and leave it on his wipers and then put a giant bug squish in the middle so he smears it across his windshield. Yeah, I'm a terrible person. I have terrible ideas. I've actually done it with crayons to people before. You put them on their windshield wipers in the sun.
Yeah.
But yeah, but you mentioned the commercial version, and I was like, you know what's funny? This one podcast thing I listen to, I don't really get commercials. But for the most part, the only thing I listen to it is the No Agenda show.
Right.
Which is always commercial free.
Right. Because they don't have advertisers. They just do their show.
Yeah, I think I listened to a couple of Daily Wire things on it, but I'm not sure. I usually do stuff like that on YouTube. I don't know. I guess that's our show. Unless you got something else to talk about.
I know.
That was under 2 hours anyway.
Yeah, because Zach didn't show up.
Because Zach didn't show up?
Yeah.
I didn't know we were waiting for him. Yeah, that's too bad that I got messed with. And
it's all good. We learned something.
We did, but this could have been a good episode.
It was a good episode still.
And honestly, don't even bother sending this to me because I do not want to spend the effort trying to edit all that out.
Okay.
It's not even worth the time or the effort. And yeah, I've gone a week not published one before because I knew we were going to get in trouble. I would get in trouble if I did anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gonna be it's not even like it's at the beginning of the end. That's gonna be cutting into like six pieces, then cutting pieces off of pieces. Anyway, I guess that's our show.
Yes, it is.
Come back next week. We probably won't be live again for a while, but I don't know. It's a new idea we've tried out. We're kicking around anyway. We tried a new idea tonight. It did not work well for us at all.
I figured out how to control it in the end. So.
True, exactly. That won't happen again.
Yeah.
But like, what if some random person sends a link to a buddy of theirs? And by the way, this.
If someone. We can like give everybody like 5 minutes to get in.
He's disappearing as we're signing off. Oh, I don't know what to do with this guy sometimes. This is 100% legal. Just because it's a glass pipe doesn't mean I'm doing something shady. That's right. I keep forgetting that most people probably aren't going to hear this or see this. They're just going to hear it. And actually, now that I'm not going to be putting this in YouTube, I don't have to pretend like I'm not having more than one beer.
Only one.
Since I'm not putting it on YouTube, I don't have to pretend that.
You've only had one.
Like I said, I'm not putting it on YouTube, so it doesn't even matter. I can have 12 if I want. All right, I'm going to go back into our sign-off sequence. You like, when did it take a leak? So we were like 10 seconds away from fucking signing off, dude.
I can't hold it any longer. I've been drinking for a while.
All right. Anyway, that was number 44. It was a good time.
Yep.
We learned some stuff. We made some mistakes. Hopefully, we won't make the same mistakes again.
Nope.
I'm hoping to be able to come out here more often.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Sun sets in a hurry, though, you know, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't want... There's the frogs again.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask to record earlier, obviously, because it's... And that just means not drinking earlier. Oh! Did you see there's a wreck at the Tour de France today?
No.
Some jackass was holding up a giant sign over the roadway and took a cyclist down. And you know what happens in a bicycle race when someone falls? Like,
oh, yeah. Everybody falls.
Everyone in that group goes down. Yeah, ho-ho. It was pretty nasty. But oh well. Nah, I just saw that in the news today. I really don't follow bicycle races. But, you know, I thought it was pretty funny that a stupid fan with a sign took out a bunch of cyclists. All right, well. Meet up with us next week.
Yeah.
Hey, if you've made it to the end of this stupid show through all that bullshit, hit us up next time while we do a live thing. Hit the waiting room, you know. Check this out. Avocado is the key word to get in. If you say avocado, we'll know that you actually listen to the damn show and want to be involved.
I love it.
Hey, everyone else gets to have one of those special words that you put in there. What are they? You know, the search terms or whatever.
Yeah.
That's it, I guess.
All right.
There will be frogs
next time.